Hey. What up, people? Welcome back to the podcast, Frank Berry Podcast, Life and Car Confessions. As always, you can find me on Spotify, Google Play Music, iTunes. The email is frankberrypod@gmail.com. And the Book of Faces page, Frank Berry, Life and Car Confessions. Sorry if I'm maybe talk a little bit slow. You may not completely understand what I'm saying. Went to the goddamn dentist yesterday and got some broken teeth pulled out, which not gonna lie to you, in the beginning of this whole ordeal was not going well. The goddamn before I went in, I think I had to reschedule. I think I was supposed to go in last week, but I rescheduled for this week, so I went in yesterday, Wednesday, and they asked me, "Do you want to see like the main guy, or would you be fine seeing the new guy?" I was like, "Yeah, I see the new guy. Fuck it." New guy come in, I'm in the chair, I let him straight up know, like, "Hey, nothing against you, but I don't like doctors. I don't like the one I got. I don't like the other guy, the main guy. I just don't do this. It's very uncomfortable for me. It's very unsettling. I'm scared shitless. My nerves are bad. I took some CBD before I got here. I probably should have taken a lot more. I'm just really, really nervous. I'm telling you, I'm having like almost a panic attack right now, just sitting in this chair. So, just let him know what's going on." She's talking to me, trying to calm me down. The nurse has now been aware of my state of mind. Has now put her hand on my shoulder. You know how like they'll hold your hand and put your hand on your, like, your shoulder, try to calm you down. Like, "It's okay. It's okay, baby. Bless your heart." It was an older white lady. I want to say no older than 42. Yeah, I say no older than 42, and I would say in that range from 38 to 42. That's how this white lady looked. She definitely above 40. She ain't look under. She ain't look under 40. I take that back. She at least 40 and up. So she's trying to calm me down. She started putting all the numb and shit, all the needles in my mouth. Now, there's the first shot side of my jaw started numbing. My first instinct was like, that was a little rough. That was a little rough. The nigga, he still knew he ain't that gentle. Go to the other side of my mouth, like, "Yep, this can be, this may suck, but it's only for a second. The numb cream gonna start kicking in. Let's go." I let him know that this way he getting either pull the tooth out is has been acting up. He made me triple down on this numb and shit because I've been feeling everything. So, you take care of the cavity first. It was on the other side of my mouth. At the top, does that, knock that out real quick. Goes to the where the fucking the broken shit is. He touches around like, "Hey, I feel it. I feel what you're touching. And it don't feel numb. I don't feel pressure. I feel pain. Numbs me up some more. Start touching it again. Like, I still feel pain, man. Numbs me up some more. Say he's gonna try separating it from the other section of my mouth, I guess. Start ready to pull the drill out. I thought I could drill. I don't fucking know what it was. I'm like, hey. I feel everything. All right, before it get real bad, I like motherfucker, I feel what you're doing. Now, when that happened, I immediately start freaking out. Like, I go into like straight panic mode. My legs won't stop shaking. I got the nose thing on, the gas that I told him straight from the get-go, I need the motherfucking gas. the gas is no longer working now. Like, I had started relaxing. I was calm until that shit happened. Now I'm back in panic mode. I'm in full-fledged, get me the fuck out this chair. I'm out. Fuck y'all niggas. Every last single one of y'all can suck my dick. Fuck you motherfuckers. That's where my mind was at now. I was ready to go. He go get the main motherfucker. Man gotta come over and talk to me. Hey man, what's going on, baby? How you doing? What the problem is? I like, hey, this number cream ain't working. My mouth, I feel everything. He go, all right. He grabbed his highest dosage needle, evidently. Found out where exactly where he needed to go. I told him, right there, I feel it. Wherever you pushing on, I feel that shit. That nigga shot like 3 needles in that section. Started testing again, like, how you feel? Like, all right, I'm getting a little bit better. I felt that right there. I felt the little push. It's pain. Like, all right, cool. Stuck it around it again. Just stick it right around it. Just sticking it completely around the tooth. Like, 3 more shots. Like, how you doing now? Like, I can't do nothing. I can't. The whole, like, I had so much numbing cream with me. My whole right side started, like, not only was my tongue was dead now, my fucking, my slurring, my talking was off. Like, I started to feel loopy. So not only was all that needle shit kicking in, but now the fucking, the nitrous shit was really working now. Back on and popping. Like, so I'm feeling, if it's your time to do it, you better go. And you better go right now. This motherfucker start going to town, goes to work, and he has had one hell of a time trying to pull the tooth out. One hell of a motherfucking time. But I'm not feeling it, I'm feeling gravy, whatever. Finally got this shit out. The other guy in the room, watching what he do, he tell him play by play what he did, how he found the spot, where he needed to shoot at, he got me completely numb, all that shit. Right? Worked out fine. So now, the other guy, the newer guy, sold me up, gave me a prescription, I'm out of there. And my goddamn, the dentist's office is like 45 minutes away from my house. I get to my Walgreens place, I drop off my prescription, said it's gonna be 2 hours. The doctor guy told me I got a 3-hour window. I like, okay, cool. I want to say I got about an hour left. I nigga start feeling like, okay. I started to feel so. I started to feel pain, started to feel so. Something told me, do not give away the little bit of Viking that I had left from the last time, from last year, when I had surgery in my mouth. Right? I had like five or six pills left in that bottle. The fucking pills supposed to expire on the 7th. And today was what? The 14th? Like a week ago. So I was like, fuck it. I'll take one with a Tylenol. I took one with a Tylenol. 20 minutes, half an hour later, like, alright. Finna relax. Got some more of this, like, galls in my mouth. My prescription should be ready to go in. Go in, pick it up, talk to the lady. Lady was like, she gave me the consultation real quick with the fucking doctor that was working. Doctor was like, hey, so just so you know, supposed to take one of these every 8 hours for, like, the pain, whatever. Fucking do not drive, do not drink. Why you on it? Because you'll feel sleepy, you'll feel loopy. And there's a chance, very good chance, you may feel constipated. And then when she said that, I replied, I have Crohn's disease, so I'm hoping I feel constipated. I hope I get constipated. And then we both chuckled. She said, maybe this will help you constipate you. I was like, I hope so too, because I was... I'm tired of going to the bathroom. I ain't trying to go to the bathroom all day and had this bloody mouth. You know what I'm saying? Needless to say, I get home. About an hour later, I crack open that new Vicodin. Think it's Vicodin. Whatever the fuck it is, I take one of them with another Tylenol. Even though the lady told me the Tylenol already up in it. Fuck that shit. I'm in pain. I take it. So I do that. I've taken maybe 3, 4. I say 4. No, I take that back. I say about 6. So I took another one, the one from last year. I've taken 2 today so far. Of course, I'm going to take another one. The podcast over with. But yeah, if my mouth seems a little fucked up, my words seem a little fucked up. My mouth fucked up. Still trying to heal and shit. So, bear with me, okay? Bear with me. We're going to get through this goddamn podcast, all right? All right. So, let's talk about some shit, man. And something I want to talk about is, one, basically, I would wait for white people to start fucking up. Because this, I'm fucking up because black people have been on the news for like the past month and a half. Okay, black history just fucked up for us. The R. Kelly shit, and then seeing more R. Kelly shit will come out. The Jussie Smollett, Smollett is the one who fucked it up. For like, you know, for like light skinned niggas and the LGBTQ. The group fucked it up for them, right? With his bullshit ass story. But then just last week, Russell Westbrook is helping them help the black and light skinned community come like get back because of the situation that happened when he was in Utah. Straight told his motherfucker fan, "I whoop you and your wife ass." That's what when he said that shit. That because I watched the little bit of it when he said, "I whoop you and your wife ass." That let me know that he's no longer there. Right. He no longer there. He dead motherfucker serious. He tired of the motherfucker talking to him. Right. And then they afterward, he's like, "I don't regret what I said. If anything I want to take back is bringing in his wife. But him, I meant everything I said to him." Now. And then they talked to the fan. The fan like, "Oh man, we just have a little place of batter back and forth. I was just joking around. And don't even say something about my wife." And then, clearly this white dude haven't been watching TV, or at least haven't been watching anything about black people, because they keep going on Twitter and find out all the information. And they went on this white guy Twitter, saying that he's been tweeting at Russell Westbrook for I don't know how long, and been into everything with hashtag MAGA. So he'd be saying some real disrespectful shit to Russell Westbrook on Twitter, and then hashtagging it with MAGA. So immediately they barred that motherfucker from coming to any more Utah Jazz games because he had clearly been lying, and he just been an asshole. Which, number one, you shouldn't be doing that. This motherfucker a professional athlete. I get it. You at a game, you want to root for your team, but you should only say so much. They're alive, and you at home. Well, he can't see you or touch you, go for it. Go for the gusto. But you had an actual game. Russell Westbrook like the type of motherfucker who will cut to that crowd and whoop your motherfucking ass. Okay? Russell Westbrook, he may be light-skinned, but everything about him say he dark-skinned. Okay? That nigga, the way he act is just straight dark-skinned mentality. And he would just fuck a motherfucker up. And the way he talked. Let me know, reminded me of Mike Tyson. And that Mike Tyson, when he got out of jail, and they asked him an interview. I'd be like, "Hey, how you feel about like them charges, whatever?" The motherfucker straight up said, I really do wish I would have raped that bitch and her mama. I heard that shit. I said, that nigga innocent. That nigga innocent. Who says shit like that? Who says wild shit like that? When you get to a certain point and that you just real shit come out. And like Russell Westbrook said, I whoop you and your wife ass. Fuck it, Mike Tyson, I wish I would have raped that bitch and her mama. R. Kelly. Talk about, I don't know how to hold tell nobody. Who know how to hold tell? I believe that nigga. Fuck what y'all think. The way he hit that high pitch, talk about, I don't know how to hold nobody. He don't know how to hog tie nobody. Like that, he tell, hey, like that nigga says, that nigga telling the truth, he ain't holding nobody against his will. Man, he ain't got no money. Because he ain't do what everybody else was doing. Well, Prince had that on his face, slave. He didn't take cues from Michael Jackson to a degree. Of everybody, Michael Jackson brought up everything. He brought up the Beatles, he brought his own shit. He brought up dinner all of Sony. Prince get out of his contract to make sure he owns his own shit. That fucking documentary about R. Kelly played all his good music because he don't own it. And then you got all these people talking about, like even Spotify and other and people who listen used to listen to his music. Talk about I'm not supporting him. I'm not listening to his music no more. I'm not doing that. Not doing this. I don't want to give him none of my money. Well, you're not, because he don't own none of his shit. But you can still listen to it. Because I am. I'm sorry. I can't fuck the Trey Songz. I can't fuck the Ed Sheeran. I can't fuck the Adele. I can't get no sloppy toppy to no goddamn Future. I can't get my ding-a-ling sucked to no goddamn Drake. I can't do it. I need R. Kelly to bring that shit home. Okay? Now look at it this way. If motherfuckers still listen to Elvis, hello, huh? We still gonna listen to Elvis. Okay? Still watching motherfucker, the nigga who made all those movies and married his adopted daughter. Still doing that shit. Then fuck what you think. We still listen to all these white people who've been fucked up through history. But I guess I listen to R. Kelly? Michael Jackson? If we gonna do that, we gotta keep it 100. Gotta keep it all the way across, keep that same energy completely across the board. I will stop listening to Michael Jackson and R. Kelly once they stop listening to Elvis. I need all his shit come down the same way they doing R. Kelly. I would not be feeling on any more booties. I will stop believing I can fly. Okay? Fuck that, I will be alone. Okay? I know who's bad, but I don't give a good goddamn. Thriller? Fuck it. Boycott these motherfuckers. Just like they boycott the black ones. That's what I'm saying. Okay? That's what I'm saying. And since we talk about white people, I want to give a shout out to all the white people who are starting to finally fuck up. I appreciate it because us niggas have been looking bad. Like the past month and a half, like I just said, we've been looking bad. And finally, white people starting to fuck up. And just in this week, I'm only gonna bring up a few, but a lot of white shit has happened, which has made me say, thank God, fucking finally something. Give me something. Cause us niggas are looking real bad right about now. We are looking horrible right about now. I need to give me something. Somebody, please do something. Okay. And one thing I'm gonna talk about first, which number one, I'm happy about. The fucking, this Cardinal George Peel guy. This motherfucker got 6 years for fucking kids. Two of the niggas that Usher choir. Then the motherfucker who put out, you go to Catholic church, right? You got the two altar boys that put out the little fires on the candlesticks. Oh, excuse me. He going to jail for 6 years for molesting them. Which, number one, finally, fucking finally, they start locking up all these goddamn pedophiles I seen in the Catholic Church. That's another reason why I stopped getting behind this whole God thing, man, because it's too much shit that happens in his name, and it's just, they just letting it go because he preached. Or letting it go because he a preacher. Letting it go because, I believe. Man, fuck that shit. You fuck up, and then you say you fucked up in his name, and you need to forgive him. Well, I can say that same goddamn thing, too. They're going to lock us up. You just get the same kind of... You just get locked up the same way the other people get locked up. You're a human being. Fuck that piece of clothes you wearing. You're a human goddamn being, and you about to get treated like one. God damn it. So finally, they starting to lock these motherfuckers up. And locking up this cardinal. And he can get 6 years. I'll tell you one thing. If he make it the full 6 years, I'll be shocked. If that motherfucker survive, I'll give him 6 months. 6 months. Because as soon as he get in the regular population, it's a wrap in a booty hole. I'm quite sure they're going to put him like in like private shit for a while. But then once he get in gym pop around regular people, the everyday niggas, they're going to tell him a new one. Literally. He getting the shit fucked out of him. And what else going on in some white people news? They talk about these two famous white actors. Did you say actors? Cause saying actresses making my mouth hurt, so I shouldn't even say it again. So two actors, Felicity Huffman, and then the Laura Linearly. Aunt Becky, involving a big college cheating scandal, which is paying off colleges hundreds of thousands of dollars to take their kid into school. Mind you, the kids they're paying for to get in these schools don't even really want to be there. They don't fucking care about the education. The fucker, the Laura Linearly motherfucker, her daughter. This motherfucker was on, I don't know, let's say, what's that thing? Periscope. I don't know exactly what it was, but let's just say it was Periscope. Talk about, yeah, I can't wait to go away to college. Looking forward to going to all the parties, all the games, and having fun and drinking and all that stuff. I don't really care about going to class and none of that. Everybody know that. I don't care about school. I don't give a fuck about that shit. I'm just trying to go to that party. She said this. It's documented. I watched the video. Her daughter's literally going down there to drink, to party, to play some beer pong, new versions of beer pong, some Killia, some strip poker, I don't know, some other form of drinking games. Play some fucking, Twister. Naked Twister. to get her asshole blew into, to finger fuck her roommate, to have like 3 lesbian experiences, to have a threesome, to get a train ran on her, to get some random guy's balls smacked in the middle of her motherfucking forehead. That's what she going to college for. Okay, she going to college to get ready to join Brazzers and become a porn star. And now the fact that the college has found this out, well, the government found this out, they need to do 1 or 2 things. You need to do both of them, actually. 1, take her out of school. Take her out. Take her out, or she got to take a test to prove that she can really belong in there. And she failed the test, guess what? You got to find a way to pay for these classes. I don't know if she's doing a scholarship. Maybe her parents are already paying for it. I don't fucking know. All I just know is that Laura Langley guy, girl, whatever, woman, Aunt Becky, she was on a cruise. No, she wasn't on a cruise. She was on a private yacht, right? Out to sea. Whole shit broke. So she came back to turn herself in. But guess who yacht she was on? She was the yacht that she borrowed and was on was a motherfucker president of the school that her daughter went to, is going to. So she took this nigga yacht to go for the weekend and shit with her husband. That ain't that about a bitch. All I know is, need to keep that same energy and give her ass time. Just like the gay, this black lady who did pretty much the exact same thing. Wanted her child to go to a better high school. So it was mail fraud. So she said she got somebody who lived in a good neighborhood or used the address that was in a good neighborhood to get her son to go to that good school. And found out she got 3 years and had to pay $30,000. And now they're doing this for a college. So that should be at least be more time, or at least not equal to what the black lady did. It gotta be. If not, I mean, you know, we can really do it about it because they got money, but I'm just saying. It'd be some bullshit if they don't. And speaking of some dumbass white people, dumbass white women, another dumbass white woman. This lady decides at a zoo. I don't know what fucking zoo it was. Y'all can Google it. Decided to take a selfie with a jaguar. Right. So this barrier is for a reason. Okay? It's there for a fucking reason. This dumb motherfucker hopped a barrier to get her close to the gate to take a picture and post it on her Instagram, show it on her Snapchat. Oh, I'm at the zoo with this jaguar. Woo, living my best life. Yay. And that motherfucker, she got close enough to that cage. That jaguar snatched her the goddamn claws and that motherfucker sad. Fucked that white lady up. And people were worried about everybody gonna shoot that goddamn jaguar, which one, they shouldn't have because it was that lady's fault. Okay, she crossed that goddamn barrier. So, once you do something illegal, I mean, it's on you. That jaguar does what he does. He's a goddamn jaguar. I'm about to go eat. It's her motherfucking fault. So, she came back the next day and apologized, but I don't know what's wrong with some people. Because I have completely different scenarios when I go to zoos. Okay? The last time we went to the zoo, this is what happened. We were walking around. Me and my buddy Jacob. We were walking around. We at the zoo. We passing by all the big cats. And as we passing by, we would pass by one like station, right? Where Big Cat supposed to be at. You know, we looking for it. We didn't see it. If you keep looking, I started noticing shit. I was like, hey, there's a netting in front of the cage. Why is there a big net that's completely enclosing this cat that's ever in here? My buddy started reading it because, you know, I don't read. He said this cat, I can't remember what kind of cat it was, but it can jump really high. Said, oh, okay, so what they're saying is this motherfucker can jump out of this cage. He's like, yeah. Immediately we left. Left. Like, we're done. I'm done looking at them. Matter of fact, let's move on to the goddamn hippos. I'm done looking at these goddamn cats. It was three more cats to look at. Fuck that shit. We gone. So we keep on moving. Then, you know, we're going inside to where the reptiles at. Walking around the reptiles, looking at them. I see there's one of them. There's a sign that says, out of order or whatever. No, empty something. And then we see another one. And we're walking around looking in it. Supposed to be a big ass spider. Now it's a little small glass cage. And I was like, hey, do you see a spider in here? She's like, nah, okay. Hey, read what it said. Does it say something about it being able to be a chameleon or something? Change colors, maybe it's that stick. He read like, no, it's not, no, it's supposed to be black. It's just straight up spider. Now, like, you sure you don't see it? Because I don't see it either. He's like, no, okay, cool. We getting the fuck up out of here. Because somebody about to get bit. Okay. Somebody about to actually turn to Spider-Man and some bitch. So we got the fuck up out of there. I ran. I didn't want to say, hey, is the spider loose? But nope, I just got the fuck out. Got the fuck out of there. Because clearly, there's some animals loose that got free. And that goddamn, building and shit. Okay. I got the fuck out of there. I don't play games. I don't play motherfucking games. I had to go. So, I just need people to start doing this dumbass shit at these zoos, man. You don't keep getting fucked up. Not only at the zoos, but just out in real life. Yeah. There was another crazy animal attack. Well, not really attacking, but another crazy animal story. This white guy was out. I think he was out surfing or paddleboarding or whatever. Just scuba diving. I think he was scuba diving. And this motherfucker was scuba diving while whales, it was a big ass whale, was eating. Not a killer whale, but a regular whale was just gulping like the bitch screws the fish. And that process of scooping the bitch screws the fish, guess what it did? It scooped up his dumb ass. So his own thing. And you can look that up on YouTube too. You can see that his feet are hanging out the side of his motherfucking mouth. And then the whale opens his mouth back up and spit him out because he ain't like the way he tastes. Now the whale ain't really getting no teeth like that. He just mostly eat plants and like scoops up like mini fishes and shit, like scoop the fish. So he was fine. He was like, oh man, never spit nothing like that before. Like, motherfucker, if you weren't in the water, you wouldn't have experienced anything like that at all. If you like the rest of us, well, like a lot of us would just watch the show on Discovery Channel and just be amazed like that. Well, okay, maybe he worked for Discovery Channel and he's one of the people that get us videos and shit, but maybe you need to be inside at Discovery Channel now. Like, take a desk job after that. Because I would. Fuck that shit. Whale snatched me up. Like a 60-ton whale. 60,000-ton whale snatched me up. Fuck that shit. I'm taking a desk job at Discovery Channel. Okay, I'm putting these videos together. I ain't going back in that water. Out your motherfucking mind. Speaking of, now, let's talk about motherfuckers who out their mind. Talk about this billionaire. This billionaire diamond trader does some of the dumbest shit. This is what happened to him. If you haven't heard, this is what happened to him. I don't know the nigga name, but you can look him up. Billionaire, diamond trader, dies doing a penis enhancement surgery. This motherfucker was a billionaire, and he died trying to make his dick bigger. Motherfucker, you a billionaire. Your dick big enough. Facts. Okay. I don't give a fuck if it's 2 inches. Hard. You are a billionaire. Your dick is big enough. Who the fuck you trying to impress? You a billionaire. They gotta try to impress you. That couldn't have been me. If I was a billionaire, my dick could be 3 inches hard. Dick, I'm about to make that motherfucker bigger to try to help these and impress anybody. Fuck these women better. Fuck them. I'm a billionaire, bitch. You better make me come. And I wouldn't be out here rapper crafting either in a massage parlor. No, I'm getting me top shelf hoes. I'm fucking porn stars. I'm fucking top chef escorts. I'm having one in every city. I'm a billionaire, baby. 3-inch dick. Deal with it, motherfucker. Your goddamn job. My job to sell diamonds. Your job is to make me bust a nut all over your titty balls. God damn it. I don't give a fuck. Oh, you ain't got 3-inch dick. Motherfucker, and? You're a professional, right? You better work this little ass motherfucker. Here's an extra 100 for you. If you can make me nut in 37 seconds. If you can't, guess what? You ain't getting an extra 100. You're getting your regular motherfucking pay. Okay? I have escorts, contracts, with bonus incentives. If you can give me head, right, and make me nut within 2 minutes from head, that's an extra $150. We book a session with him like 2 hours. If you can make me nut 4 times in 2 hours, that's an extra $500. So they got incentives, a reason to work harder to just empty my balls. You know why? Because I'm a goddamn billionaire, baby. I don't got to do shit for them. I don't got to do shit for nobody. People got to do shit for me. Oh, and what makes me say that? Billion. 2 words. $1 billion. Okay, I would take a Bugatti to the goddamn grocery store and leave that bitch there. I ain't buy no goddamn groceries. I see a motherfucker, a homeless person on the street, get a motherfucker a Bugatti to live in. It'd be fucked up. Let me take that back. I would go to like a SUV dealership, get like them old school vans. About 5 of them. Give away to 5 random homeless people on the street. Now you got something to drive in, something to live in. Okay, go across country. You welcome. Now I know you're thinking to yourself, Frank, why don't you buy a house? Fuck that shit. They like to go places. That's why they're homeless. They keep walking. They're travelers. I'm $1 billion. I got $1 billion. I'm spending my money on me. I did that because I was bored. I tried to get these homeless niggas away from my goddamn house. So now they're off the street and they're driving, going somewhere. You're welcome. Bring me my new escort for the day. Here's the contract. Sign it. And just let's start the fucking. He had to be insecure his whole goddamn life. Do some dumb shit like that. They had been calling him Little Dick Willie since like kindergarten when he was peeing next to the next little boy in the stall. And he said, "Man, you got a little dick." Well, you got a little dick too. No, fuck, motherfucker, we both only 6 years old. And then he turned 14. Motherfucker seen his dick in the bathroom while they was at the gym class or baseball practice or whatever. That man, you got some hella fat shriekers there, buddy. And the first girl he tried to bang said, "Man, I don't even feel it." So he developed a complex, and that's why he got the dick surgery. I could have developed a complex too, but you know, I don't. Because, you know, I got a nice size dick. So therefore, well, in my mind, okay, for me, it works for me. My penis works for wonders for me. For anybody else, I don't know. Okay. Could I be having relationships with? She ain't complaining. Women I have relationships in the past with, they don't complain. Haven't complained. At least not that I know of. So, I know if I became a billionaire, I really wouldn't give a fuck. Fuck these motherfuckers. That's why I have $1 billion right now. Because my attitude would be horrible. So I'd be out here in these streets, son. Doing what billionaires are supposed to be doing. Just fuck it. I give me a private jet plane. I rent a jet. I would just travel across the world. Fucking and getting tattoos. That's what I would do. But let's talk about some other shit. Real quick. Okay, talk about some good news. Better yet, how about some great news? Okay. Talk about the motherfucking Cleveland Browns. I said this a couple of months ago. That the Browns are going to the playoffs via wild card. No. These motherfuckers may go in home field advantage. These niggas got Odell Beckham Jr. They got two good wide receivers. They got a hella fat ass quarterback. Okay. Who I'm quite sure are feeling very dangerous right now. And they got a new kicker / running back in Kareem Hunt. The Brown offense about to be stupid. The defense, I don't know nothing about. But the offense about to be fucking stupid. I just hope and pray that nobody gets hurt. Because if they don't get hurt, it's a wrap. It's a wrap, people. They're gonna be they're gonna be out there with Kansas City. I'm calling it right now. With the offense, they're gonna be fucking motherfuckers up. With that goddamn offense. All them weapons. They can do a fake kick. That motherfucker just take off running. Two great wide receivers. You can't stop both of them. If you do, guess what? I'm going to get my kicker / running back coming out of the backfield. Wide open. You going to stop this three-headed monster? Guess what? Guess what if you do? Guess what's going to happen? Quarterback going to take off. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. What you going to do then? What you going to do then? That's too many goddamn weapons, baby. Too many goddamn weapons. And the people in the rest of the league going to be fucked up, man. Rest of the league gonna be fucked up, man. The other teams made moves, but Browns made the best move. Like the Jaguars, they're gonna sign Nick Foles, which good for them. Good for them. They got a good quarterback because the quarterback they get right now is fucking horrible. So they're gonna be better, I think. We'll see. The Raiders. They're better. They got Antonio Brown, but he's 30. He got 2 good years. If that. And after that, it's a wrap. So I don't know what else the Raiders are about to do. They didn't. I'm quite sure they were trying to get Le'Veon Bell, but Le'Veon Bell went to the Jets. So his career is over. I mean, he was in it for the money now, so he got the money. Antonio Brown, he was in it for the money. He got the money now, but they ain't about to win nothing. I'm quite sure they're gonna continue to play hard, do all that, but yeah, they still ain't gonna be shit. The Giants really ain't shit now. If I was that running back, that nigga Saquon Barkley, after seeing that shit, after the trade of Odell Beckham, I'll be like, hey man, trade me. I will retire. Straight up, son. Straight up. If they don't get somebody, I need 2 people. I need fucking tight end. I need wide receiver. Something. Because they ain't going to do him but stack the box against his ass. Nigga, y'all running every goddamn play. Fact. Y'all running every motherfucking play. And we know that. And we come to kill you. And we come to motherfucking kill you. So unless they make some motherfucking moves, I don't know what's going to happen. I know they can't get a tight end. Because there's one good tight end. Witten, that nigga said, fuck this, I'm going back to the Cowboys. They looking good. Okay? And it's a good thing. Because they need some help. Because, maybe I seen it, maybe I didn't. But this dumbass nigga for the Cowboys, David Irving, this motherfucker gonna quit professional football. Because he can't stop smoking weed. It's like, come on, man. Hey, you making the dark-skinned niggas look bad. He dark-skinned. This motherfucker cannot stop smoking weed. This motherfucker was on Instagram live talking about, yeah, I'm retiring. Because I'm not giving up weed, baby. There's so many motherfuckers who smoke weed in the off-season. Now, what he said made sense. He don't want to take all these pills, all these injections. That's just worse for him. He'd rather just smoke some weed, which is better for him. Totally understandable. But you can't figure out a better system? Weed is that important to you? You're walking away from a lot of goddamn money. At a certain point, you gotta realize it's not about you no more. About somebody, it's about something bigger. That he could have played his heart out to at least 30, get a big contract, get that guaranteed, some guaranteed money, like 40, 50 money, million dollars guaranteed. And been like good. Found it could have been good. I don't know how much money he getting there. But he could have definitely had more to make sure to guarantee. That nigga, my family gonna be straight, baby. But this dumb motherfucker can't stop smoking. And just. If it wasn't for Russell Westbrook cussing out that motherfucker fan, everyone would be in the good news. This would help keep. I don't know. This would definitely overshadow a lot of shit that happened in sports in the past week with this dumbass nigga making it come doing that shit. Anyway, I'm gonna wrap this up because my mouth's starting to hurt. I gotta take another Vicodin. So real quick, before I go, know what time it is? Quick car confession. A car confession. Back in the day, I want to say this around like 2009, 9/9/2010. I was out with some buddies. We was at the bar. And there was a girl who I just so happened to run into at the bar who me and my buddies used to work with. And we all just chatting, having drinks, whatever. She comes over to me throughout a couple times throughout the night, say hi, whatever. And then her friend just happened to come over. Me and my buddies was at. We're drinking, whatever. And she just so happened to ask. She asked me. Hey. A little white girl, too. Just happened to ask me. Hey, do you know where we get some weed at? And my buddy immediately just smacks me across my chest like, this motherfucker girl out here racist as hell asking the only black guy, does he know where to get weed at? I was like, yeah. Now, first of all, I don't know this girl. I know we used to work together, but and I ever hung out with her. Ain't like we cool. Ain't like, you know what I'm saying? This is like the first time. Ain't no relationships, what I'm saying to you. So I was like, yeah, fuck it. I know where to get some weed at. And she fucked up because, like when she said, you know where to get some weed, she had some money on hand. So I was like, yeah, I know where to get some weed at. Like, how much you want? She was like, I don't know. I was like, I'm trying to get some for me and my friends. Like, well, how many of y'all? This could be like three of us. Trying to get like, well, I don't know what, $30 worth? You had that $30? She had a 20 of her friend, her other friend that was with her. She gave me 10. I was like, all right, cool. Let me make a phone call right quick. I'll come back, holler at you. So I just went outside, put my phone up to my ear, walked around for a minute. I ain't call nobody. I don't know to get no goddamn weed at back then. I know to get something at that. I remember that back then. So I walked back and said, like, yeah, I can go get it and come back. He only live right down the street. She was like, really, really, you'll give me some weed? Now, mind you, she's been drinking. So she got to be kind of drunk. I said, yeah, I can go get it. Give me $30. I'll go get you the weed, and I'll come back. Y'all staying here, right? Just don't leave. I'll be back. Give me, like, at the most 20 minutes. Like, okay, cool. Man, you. I take the money. I immediately go to my car. Text my buddy. Text both of them. I say, hey, cash out. We're going back to your house. I'm going to go buy White Castles. I literally took that bro money, went down the street, got some White Castles. It was like two of my other buddies. We went back to his house. I got some cheese fries, some jalapeno cheeseburgers, some bacon burgers. I spent about a good $20 of this girl money on White Castles. Kept it for myself. Put some gas back in my car. Got a vanilla milkshake too. We all at back of his. He comes home. I'm in the driveway. We go in there. We eat the White Castles up. He was like, I really thought you was going to get that girl some weed. Like, fuck that bitch. I don't know her. Like, we used to work together, but, I mean, we ain't fucking. I'm never going to see her again. Man, I saw her again a year later, and she had no clue. She didn't remember that shit. She's like, hey, then we used to work together. Like, yeah. She's like, hey, what up, Frank? Like, she didn't say Frank, because she didn't remember my name. She's like, hey, how you doing? I'm doing good, good. And I tell my buddy, because I was out with him, like, hey, remember that one time we was at the bar, my work girl gave me money to get us a weed. That's her. She don't fucking remember me. And we laugh our ass off. And we laugh our ass off. And we went on our motherfucking day. So anyway, that's a car confession, people. And like I said, my mouth hurt. Talk to you motherfuckers next week. Hopefully I shouldn't be in no more pain. I gotta go take a shit. Later.